following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge Family, Pastor Alan here. Good to be with you. It's been a long time doing one of these. It's Thursday, and speaking of the calendar, don't forget that this weekend services are indoors, and if you're joining us online, which is great, you'll just notice a different backdrop because we're inside, but just a reminder there. I wanted to share with you some verses that the Lord has just been blessing me with as of late, and wanted to share the blessing with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And in 2 Corinthians 4, the Apostle Paul has been talking to the church about just some of the issues that they've been dealing with and as the apostle that planted the church and is ministering, and stuff that the church was going through as well. And he says in verse 15 of 2 Corinthians 4 that all these things are for your sakes, for your benefit. And so the implication that there's a benefactor, that's the Lord, working all of this out for something good. So that grace, he says, so that grace, which is just unmerited favor, right? Just blessing that's not earned. So that grace, having spread through the many amongst the church, grace, unmerited favor, we're spreading the grace to one another, can cause thanksgiving to abound, he says, abound to the glory of God. Because when you and I give thanks to the Lord, it glorifies God because it's a grateful heart that appreciates, wow, the Lord's blessed us. And we grace one another with that. We grace each other. And so that benefits the church, makes us strong and healthy. But it gives glory to the Lord too, right? I love that. And then he goes on to say, therefore, we don't lose heart. We don't lose heart. Because at times we think, ah, man, Lord, I don't know, this is so tough and this and that. It's just, but in light of what I just shared there, we don't lose heart. Even though our outer man, our outward being, this temple, this tent that we're in, even though it's perishing, it's falling apart and such, yet the inner us is being renewed day by day, which is, that's God's desire, that this is going to be replaced, but the inner you, that's eternal, and it should be renewed. We feed it, so to speak, day by day. The same apostle who wrote Corinthians said in Romans that we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds, because that's part of the transformation process that the Lord brings about. And so we are part of that. He's the one that's doing the work, but we get to participate in the work with him. So the renewing of the inner us, right? Day by day, day by day. He goes on to say in verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our light affliction. And so a couple things about that. Number one, you say the affliction is light. Well, compared to what? Well, Paul was speaking of some of the afflictions that he had dealt with in just his service of the Lord. And I think all of us have afflictions of some degree or another. And we could always find somebody that we could say, well, their affliction's greater than mine. True. Are their afflictions lighter than mine? True. Yeah, I'm sure both are the case. We don't need to downplay other people's afflictions or our own. The afflictions are afflictions. But regardless of what we, you and I, deal with as it relates to afflictions, one thing we can say is they are light no matter what they are, if we compare them with eternity, because he says it's just for a moment. So if I compare my afflictions to eternity, it literally is like the difference between a blink of an eye and a long timeline, right? Like we used to have in our history books, and show this timeline that goes on and on. It might only cover 4 inches on your page in your textbook, but it was covering 4,000 years in that 4 inches in that timeline. And so he's saying, yeah, it's light. It's for a moment, really. And that's a true perspective. And it's working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And so it's not only the contrast of time, but it's a contrast of what is happening, the impact, right? So afflictions, they have an impact. I mean, let's be real, they do. But the impact that is far, far greater and eternal is what God does with that. And it's that eternal weight of glory. It's weighty, and it gives glory to God, and it glorifies what he's doing in us and the work that he's bringing about. He finishes up in verse 18 and says this: while we don't look at the things which are seen, we don't focus on the temporal is the idea. We don't do that. This is what is this the proper perspective. Maybe sometimes we can say, well, actually, I don't do that all the time. But we shouldn't look and focus on the things which are seen. The temporal is the idea. But at the things which are not seen, the invisible realm, the eternal realm. Because the things which are seen, they're temporary, right? They're temporary. But the things which are not seen, and that in the invisible realm, the spiritual realm, those are eternal. They're no less real. I mean, they're more real. And they're forever. So the work that God's doing in us, that lasts forever, which is amazing, right? The work that he's doing and the changes to this physical body, good or bad, they're temporary. The changes inside of us, that's forever. And all of that goes towards us giving glory to the Lord. And that's what we're here to do, and we're here to commune with the Lord, fellowship with one another. But remember in the prior verses there, grace, as we grace one another, as we extend grace to one another, then there's fellowship in that, and God's glorified in that. So let's keep doing that. Amen? All right. God bless you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life